Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, now I have the the publication, and it's a post on tribulationnow.com that shows the two videos. At the top, they had to put some really annoying music in the background, so I wrote an apology for that. But I have the video of the six men coming out of the manhole cover, which I believe is in New York again, and then also the woman's testimony that I just played for you regarding this supposedly intel person with an accent that would make him likely Mossad. Okay, now why would a bar be the best place to be? Well, most people would try to think of a reason why that particular structure or that type of a facility would be a good place to be. I'm not thinking of it like that. What I'm thinking of it as is that if you know you're going to die, you know, you're going to have your last celebration, right? That kind of thing. Because that's how, you know, people think, okay, especially unbelievers. They don't see any of these connections. None of these connections even dawn on the slightest of the on the most unordained of the unbelievers that are out there. They just don't think about those things. All I think about is eternity. That's all I care about is eternity. I just want to get through this muckety muck and get on with it. Thank you, Jesus. I think most of us share that same sentiment. Hallelujah. All right, so now I have it up on tribulationnow.com. And let me go ahead and take another peek here. Yeah, manhole cover. It's called manhole cover, six men, and warning from woman. All right. Also, I already talked to you about the different articles, which I read to you in my opening dialogue. Okay, so that's been taken care of. Let me send those over there. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so anyway, I was looking at a lot of these things and kind of trying to stitch them together, trying to think of ways to just blow holes in it. I'm looking for ways to blow holes in this, okay? Because I can't, no matter what I do, you've got Drake O.T., who's a megalomaniac control freak, who's threatened people's lives and everything else under the sun to prevent the Epstein files from coming out, okay? All that kind of stuff, all right? You've got people, you've got the Massey crucifixion, you know, I hate to use that on... Sorry, Lord. Okay. You got the Massey defrauding. Okay. You've got Marjorie Taylor Greene coming out and saying all kinds of stuff, which is true. Okay. You've got all these things that are happening. You've even got, I could just go on and on and on about all the things that just don't make sense. For example, right here, before I play something really cool, and I wish I could have fit this all in the first hour, but I can't. So I'll just, you know, rattle on for a little bit, I guess. But anyway, they're saying, okay, so I'm going to read this. On hold, just texts, no negotiations. Iran's Fars News contradicts Trump's claim that talks are moving at high pace. An informed Iranian source says message exchanges have been halted for the last few days. Iran's last message to Washington was a statement about Lebanon not negotiating text, from Trump. All right, now I'm trying to think of the name of this one guy. Hold on a second. Okay, so there was this one particular content provider on X who had listed, one right after the other, things that Trump had said. They were all contradictory. They were all flat-out lies, and it's still going on right now. And he's just flapping his lips like crazy, just like he always does. It's all garbage. All right, now let me get this back to the home spot. Oh, I can't go with that. Let's see. Tony Saruga. No, not him. Oh, the list just keeps going on. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, it's endless. Okay, so I can basically count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's probably more than 2 or 3 dozen publications on X where people are putting up things that Trump said that were just flat out lies. Things like, that they couldn't have done it without me. Right here it says, Russia Today publishes, Israel needed us. They couldn't have done it without us, Trump says. DJT, Draco T. Couldn't have even come close, Draco T says. Got us to help them out of a real problem with Iran, he says. Yeah, you see what I'm talking about? Draco T then also goes on to say, we could go another 2 to 3 weeks and just wipe everybody out. Draco T on Iran. But he'd rather get something in writing. Yeah? Right? Draco T also says, Israel needed us. They couldn't have done it without us. They couldn't have even come close. They needed us. They got us to help them. Do you see the lies? Just so consistent. Draco T says, great people came with love. Their families destroyed many suicides, but they wanted open borders, mutilating kids, men in sports, high taxes, all this other stuff. He's done nothing about any of those things. Nothing. The negotiations are going very well. It might not happen, but it might happen. It could happen over time. It might happen over the weekend. It's just back and forth and back and forth. Oh, look, the new miniature fake Netanyahu's right here on a Newsmax ad. Look how little he is. Wow. Oh, well, that's not him, of course. Anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and play this for you because I just can't resist. Because of all the years that we've gone through, all the things that we've gone through, there was a reoccurring theme in a vision that was given to a guy by the name of Randy Hecker. Okay, and it was all about Papacotta Petal blowing up. Now, David Wilkerson had also seen in one of his, I don't know, visions or whatever. I have the book The Vision from him, and I haven't read it in 20 years. So I got to go back and read it again. Sister Nancy had given, so we talked about the Dmitry Dudeman explosion of riotous events. You've got the Civil War documentary or movie or whatever you want to call it on Netflix. It's still there today that was published by Obama.
I mean, John, here's your reminder. A second.
So anyway, we had Randy Hecker, and I do believe, as a matter of fact, I'm certain of it, that there was a couple of things that Wilkerson said. One of them, Sister Nancy put up, which I don't have at the ready right now. And I'm waiting to see if I can pull it up fast enough because, you know, there's just no way. There's no way. Anyway. So let's see. She says, according to Sister Nancy, Wilkerson in his book, she didn't mention it, it was called The Vision, quote, he predicted that youth violence would evolve into a widespread global crisis of bitterness and intense rebellion. Now, the reason why she put that there wasn't because of Dmitry Dudeman's Civil War connection, but it was because there was a massive outbreak of teen violence at Clearwater Beach, which is about 40 minutes from my house. And that's what they called it. It was teen, T-E-E-N, violence. Okay, so right there's David Wilkerson's prediction on that. Well, another thing that David Wilkerson predicted is that there would be a very, very bad thing that happens in Mexico that would cause the Mexican economy to collapse, that would have a ripple effect up against the American economy. Okay, I don't know the details about it. I'd have to go back, read the book in details, take notes upon it, go back and look up a few more things, but I don't have time because I've got to be at the ready for my job or else I'm going to lose my job, and then there goes the show and everything else. Praise Jesus. So the Lord's been protecting me thus far. But anyway, so you've got that. And there was also another prophecy from David Wilkerson about fire rolling down the streets of New York City. Did you know that? Yes. Fire rolling down the streets of New York City. Six men in a manhole cover, some guy with an accent in a bar telling a lady, you know, that it's the end of, you know, it's cataclysm, and I hope it doesn't happen. It's going to be horrible. Wouldn't you want to be here? Okay, which it means, you know, buy a bottle of alcohol, right? That's what he was referring to. So, you know what? We sure do have an awful lot of things that are, you know, that indicate something's up. Because things are not snapping together. They don't make sense. And that's where it starts getting really difficult. Okay, it's the raw sewage pumped into the square situation. And we're right there right now. We're right there. All right. So anyway, believe it or not, this is a woman. This was sent to me by Sister Amara in Spain. Actually, it's Majorca. But anyway, which is quite different in a lot of ways. But anyway, and you don't have to worry about the New World Order coming after you. Nobody's coming after anybody. We're protected by the prayers. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So anyway, listen to this. Okay, I just find this so, it just intermingles so appropriately with everything that we've been talking about so far. But is it true? Is it going to happen? Is it linked? Is it connected? Is it harmonious with all this? Is it just a warning shot over the bow? Is it? Well, listen to this.
Strong activity at the Popocatépetl volcano in Mexico. We're just getting this, and I'll also show you live videos. It's still ongoing, and they're telling us that it is very intense still. And that volcano has been shooting stuff out since the May 28th, and I'll show you that as well. But the problem is here with this volcano. It is now on yellow alert phase 2, and this volcano is dangerous because Popocatépetl is one of Mexico's most dangerous volcanoes because it sits so close to huge population centers, including Puebla, Mexico City region, Morelos, Tlaxcala, Estado de Mexico. So the big concern that we're having here with this volcano is not only lava, it's basically what we can say the real danger is explosive ash eruptions, ballistic rocks near the crater, lahars, as always, these fast volcanic mud and debris flows. Especially they can be intense or can be triggered during rain, aviation disruption, of course, and heavy ash fall on towns. So I will show you all these videos. And if you wonder, while I'm so red and while I'm shining, guys, this is another all-nighter that I'm pulling for you. It's after midnight. I didn't think that I would make another video, but then this explosive eruption just happened at the volcano, and I was just coming out of the shower, and I was sunburned today because I've been working outside on the farm all day. So I put this in my face. This is that real fatty cream like that. So that's why I'm really shining. So, but it is what it is. If a volcano erupts, it doesn't matter. On the Pulse with Silky. And if you like that, please leave me an early like and hype. And now let's get into what is happening as of right now.
All right. So anyway, the title of this is Most Dangerous Volcano Near Mexico City Started Intense Eruptions. Right about at the FIFA opening ceremony, is that at risk, she says. Okay, so she calls out the World Cup opening ceremony in Mexico while this thing is erupting. Now, this isn't your natural belching and things like that. There's lava flowing down the side of it. Now, is it a lot of lava? Doesn't look like it to me, but I also didn't hang around long enough to watch the entire video for it. You know, it's pretty darn long. All right, praise God. But I just thought, And thank you for sending this to me. You know who I'm talking about, and I did mention your name. But anyway, these things are. Is this a coincidence? I mean, please, somebody tell me, is this a coincidence? What is going on here? I mean, there's way too many coincidences. I know. I get it. We got 6 men coming out of a manhole. We got a lady in a bar, almost certainly, in New York, talking to a man who says he's military intelligence with an accent. There you go, Israeli Mossad, saying that there's going to be a horrible event, a cataclysmic horrible event, but he won't say what it is, and she can't figure it out. But okay, and then you get this lady who's talking about Popocatépetl. Popocatépetl, Popocatépetl, Popocatépetl. We've been watching Popocatépetl forever. Okay? Now, here's the thing. The Randy Hecker vision, it has this tendency to smush everything together into a short, for lack of a better term, I don't know. Instead of letting it flow outward and assuming that these things may take a while to unfold, Randy just smushed it all together and said, it's all going to happen before 2012. And I'm like, that is so common to people who receive prophecies and dreams and visions. They all think on their own timeline. They don't think on God's timeline. So hold on a second while I hunt down Randy Hecker's vision. All right. So this is Randy Hecker's vision that's wrapped around an explosive event from Popocatépetl. It blows its stack. All right, so now I'm going to go ahead and read this to you. And then I think at that point I'll take one more quick look at the stuff we got, which is pretty much stuff that we already talked about. It's that mishmash of lying DJT garbage. And I just don't really feel, I don't think that you want to be bored to death with it. I definitely don't want to be bored to death with it. I don't know how many times I got to say. It's lies, 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 lies. And this sudden turn of events, excuse me, I got the hiccups real bad. This weird change of events right now where you've got supposedly authorities in Israel, which we all know are the Chabad Lubavitch Synagogue of Satan people, all right, then who are they? Is it really the new Netanyahu that appears to be 4 or 5 inches, maybe 3 inches, maybe 2 or 3 inches shorter than the original one? And the original one was stocky with a chubby face, and the new one's not. Very, very different. Very, very different. All right, so you heard the Popocatépetl warning. You've heard the warnings from the woman. I've published the stuff with the 6 men coming out of the manhole. Sorry for the background sounds. Music, it's very annoying. I wish they wouldn't do that, but they did. But I'm going to read you this. This is Randy Hecker's vision. Now listen, this is from August 13th of 2012, all right? Vision of what's coming to America. Now my first recommendation is that you do not take this at face value. Because every single prophet, every person that's had a vision that I know of, which is a lot, because I've collected them and made folders of them and cataloged them and put them into Word documents that are over, like 1,000 pages long and stuff like that, and done special radio shows on prophecies and stuff. And I still think we're going to see the 2 tactical nukes being launched from the bottom of a jet that Dr. David O'Rourke saw. I still think that's quite a possibility, very much a possibility, because there's so much yet to happen. Now, how fast can this all go down? Oh, lickety-dag-nabbit-split, it can go down. That's why we got to stay on our game. Praise Jesus. All right, constantly be, assessing yourself for anything that might be out of line with the will of God, and repent of it and change your ways and get ready. Don't be pouty-wouty like I typically am. Instead, I chose to go on a very, very serious keto diet. It's the most rigorous I have ever undertaken. Anyway, let me just read this to you, okay? You heard the announcement about Popocatépetl. This is what Randy Hecker wrote back in August 13th of 2012. He smushed stuff together, like all prophets, prophecies, dreams, and visionaries do it. That's what they do. They smush it together. Simple as that. He even comments that he thinks it's all going to happen before 2012. There's your warning. David Wilkerson said the economy of Mexico is going to collapse. And it's going to take, it's going to badly affect the United States. Let's put it that way. I'm just going to read this to you. But remember to unshmush it. Right now it's like an accordion and the person playing the accordion has smushed it all together. And it's all real tight. And that's how he saw it. And so that's how he reported it. Okay? Now, unshmush it and spread it out. And I believe that we might have a winner. Now, am I saying this is going to happen right away? Absolutely no way. Nah, I don't believe it. No way. I still think there's a lot of other stuff that's going to happen. The question is, does World War III get going amidst all this other chaos, which we can't even identify all the things very well, especially with the raw sewage being pumped into the square, all right? But, you know, we could say to ourselves, well, how fast is it going to go? Well, what about Baba Vanga? Baba Vanga supposedly prophesied, and she was a Christian. She was an Orthodox Christian. And she prophesied, she could have been wrong about this. God can extend things. God is in control. That 2026 is the year. It's the year. And a spaceship's even going to be involved. So a lot of things are coming together right now. But anyway, let's go ahead and read this. Unschmush it. Anywhere, this is him, and I quote, anyway, here goes. The sequence I am watching as a watchman of the Lord begins with Mount Popocatépetl in Mexico. There will be a sudden, very powerful eruption that will blow its lid off. Within hours, an 8-plus magnitude earthquake will strike Mexico City and virtually level it. Thousands will be killed. Hundreds of thousands will be injured, and millions will be displaced from their homes. The economy of Mexico, bad as it is, will collapse, except for precious metal values. There will be anarchy throughout the land. This event will radically increase pressure on the San Andreas Fault and up to the north. Uh-oh, can you say Cascadia subduction zone? Whew. The fault is locked up in an area from Palm Springs to the south of Palmdale to the north. HARP will be used to create a super earthquake in this area. That sounds like Cascadia. All right. The magnified and duration of the quake will be the magnification and duration of the quake will be enhanced, magnified. The earthquake will strike, he says, I believe, in the afternoon, either this coming October or following May. Now, he did mention I believe, so he's kind of diffusing the fact that he's smooshing everything together. Then he goes, it will occur just after complete economic meltdown of the American dollar. All right, now, here's the thing. The complete economic meltdown of the American dollar has been in progress for a really long time. Is it even real anymore? Is it? I would submit that it's not. The United States dollar is not worth anything. It's worth hardly anything. So we're on the very edge of the third seal being realized. And then the fourth seal, which would be the beginning, the actual orchestrate, what is the right word? When all the countries go to war at one time or almost at one time, that's where you got a quarter of the earth being affected by death, by the pale horse, from famine and death and by the sword, and even the beast of the earth. It's right there in Revelation 6. And that great earthquake that's going to happen on account of the meteor, that happens at the after Gog and Magog war is started. Okay? That's in Revelation 6:12, the beginning of the day of the Lord, and it's also on Ezekiel 38:19. Read the whole verse because you will realize it is not a localized earthquake. All right? Okay, so he goes on and he says, the earthquake will strike, I believe, in the afternoon. He says it will occur just after a complete economic meltdown of the dollar. Well, we can check that box. Okay, praise God. The magnitude of this quake will reach somewhere between 9.5 and 10.5, and it will last for nearly 3 minutes. 2 to 3 million people will be killed outright, millions more injured. That's the Cascadia. How much you want to bet? Okay, I don't bet. I'm just kidding. But I'm just saying. That sounds very much like the Cascadia subduction zone. Then it goes on and says, the worst part of this is not the earthquake itself, but the events that will be associated with it. All right. pull the air back into the accordion and stretch it out. The ground shock from this quake will cause every other stressed fault within 1,500 to 2,000 miles to release all its pent-up stresses. As the ground shock wave moves to the north, the Sierra Nevada volcanoes will be triggered. The Cascadia volcanoes, I didn't even know he mentioned that, and also the Yellowstone supervolcano will also be triggered. This is both a blessing and a curse. The nation will be so disorganized after this event that martial law will be declared, but it will be completely unforeseeable. 2 to 4 days after this earthquake, the United States of Babylon the Great, I'm not going to call it America, it's not anymore, will be further devastated by a nuclear sneak attack on American cities. Can you say Jericho? That will be coordinated by our own shadow government. There will also be some Russian and Chinese nukes as well. The world will very quickly descend in global thermonuclear war, Gog and Magog war. He calls it out right there. I haven't read this in so many years. I can't even believe it. Can you believe it? That's some pretty amazing stuff. Praise God. All right. So anyway, let me go back and just take a quick scan of some of these other reports. Okay, we got the manhole people. The Kuwait airport was totally destroyed. Well, they actually did open up a part of the airport that wasn't destroyed, and they had some flights going in and out, according to what some of the reports are saying. This is, I got to play this for you. Okay, so this is on a Piers Morgan show. Piers Morgan show. And Anna Kasparian, you've heard her before on this program, jumps in and speaks her piece amongst a group of about four panelists. Okay? Listen to what she amazingly is able to say on Piers Morgan before anybody interrupted her. Okay? Here it goes. All right. I'm scrolling over to it right now. And ready, get set. Bam.
I think we need to take a step back and look at the bigger picture here, which is, what was really going on with Epstein? Because Epstein was more than just a serial pedophile and a pervert. He was an incredibly powerful man who was, by the way, in multiple instances in the files that were just released, talking about his work for Mossad, talking about his work for the Rothschilds. I mean, it just goes on and on. And so can we discuss the blackmail operation that was taking place and which government that's a special ally of the United States put him up to it? And do we really want to be allies with a country that kidnaps young girls for rape just so they can have dirt on American politicians and control our foreign policy? That's the bigger underlying issue here that no one's talking about.
Everybody's trying to jump in and she's slamming them down. I'm sorry, that was absolutely brilliant. And it's like, you know, isn't anybody listening to this stuff? It's amazing to me. It's just amazing to me. I think it's amazing to most of us who have pulled away from the charge of the lemmings going off of the, you know, if God looks upon the heart, how do you think our Heavenly Father is going to feel about the people who are defending the things that are happening right now? Right? Do we know? All right. So anyway, I know we're only 30 minutes into the second hour, but I did want to get you out, get read out the Papacata Petal, Randy Hecker vision. And I am amazed and so glad that I did that, because I didn't know that it linked the Cascadia subduction zone, the David Wilkerson vision of the collapse in Mexico and how it affected the United States and all this other stuff. It's just tied together. It's brilliant. Brilliant. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I'll tell you what, folks, I just don't know how long we're going to be here. All right. I'm going to be perfectly Johnny Baptist with you. Okay. Because I got my crows. Right, kids? Got the crows, baby. Huh? And you know what? If I can't take it anymore, there's always. I just can't take it anymore. Anyway. thank you for joining us for the second hour of the program, which is only 30 minutes long. God bless you all. Don't ask me, okay, because I don't know. But I did put out everything that could be, okay, that could be. But we don't know how soon all this stuff is going to come down. We don't know. But boy, oh boy, are a lot of things interlocking. Boy, oh boy. Why, oh why? Why would the Synagogue of Satan give full power back to, you know, Draco D? Really? Really? No, I don't buy it. I'm sorry, I just don't. When you look at all the things that are going on right now, and he's still got the Baba Vanga stuff. He got the Randy Hecker stuff. Papa Cotta Petal's blowing his stack. All these other things are happening right now. There's still massive attacks from the CIA and the United States of Babylon the Great using Ukrainian pretend resources. It's not Ukrainians. And they're blowing up stuff all over St. Petersburg. And then Putin's coming back and he's wiping out. I mean, he's launching massive attacks all around Kiev. And these things are accelerating like crazy. Like absolutely beyond, you can't put it in words. You can't. And then you got Draco T saying he wants to pull out of NATO. You can't take it word. It's all lies. It's just lies. It's a flow of lies. Just go to YouTube. If you feel like it, just go to YouTube. I had to put this video up on the Tribulation Now and say, DJ Draco T giving an address and put a hippopotamus on there going to the bathroom all over the place. Because that's about what it breaks down to. It really does. It's awful. And it's even worse trying to stitch it all together and figure out what, you know, what's likely to be next. Anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you all for joining us. I continue to pray for every single one of you. Anyone who lifts me up by name, I am praying in tears. I have had some major, oh my goodness gracious sakes alive, I've had some major prayers that have been answered recently. I can't even believe it. My mind is completely fried. Not one, but two. And it's like, I can't keep up with the prayers that are being answered. Now, granted, I'm not praying like most people do. Okay, I understand that our Father tends to answer prayers that are spoken in tears. Okay, and with a few seconds that I have left, I'll tell you the story about a true story. It's documented history about the Salvation Army. They called the guy that led it, I believe it was the general or something like that. But anyway, his name was William Booth. And they used to go marching through the streets of very dark 1500s, I think it was around that time, Great Britain. And it was really, really, really dark back then. And people would hock lungers on them. And he would say, "Don't wipe it off. It's a badge of honor." Okay. Anyway, and that was William Booth. Well, William Booth had assigned two ladies. Okay, because they wanted to work for the Lord. So they went to William Booth and they said, "Could you let us work at one of the missions?" And he said, "Absolutely, take the one over here in London." So they go over and they start, you know, leading people to Christ at this particular mission that was part of the Salvation Army under the command of, you know, whatever, General Booth or whatever, William Booth. Okay. And back then they used telegrams. You know, you don't have cell phones and wired phones and everything else. You had telegrams. All right. Well, the two women that were working in, this is absolutely verifiable historical fact. Okay. I've read so many books, folks. If I could remember one third of all of the stuff that I've read in books about Smith Wigglesworth, Stanley Frodsham, the list is just it's astonishing. Most people would, I don't know how. Anyway, I'm not going to go there. But anyway, listen. So anyway, these two women were getting frustrated. They were sad and they were bummed out because they weren't getting to lead anybody to Jesus. So they put together a telegram and they went to the wherever you went back then to have a telegram sent. And they sent the telegram to William Booth. And they said, we are so sad and very distraught because we have not been blessed with anybody. No sinners are coming in the front door. We can't lead anybody to Jesus. And so they're all bummed out about it. William Booth sent back a response telegram. It had two words on it. Try tears. So if your prayers aren't getting answered, try tears. And if you don't have tears, pray about it because you need them. You really do. And I cried in tears. I cry in tears all the time for every single one of you. I pray for a tenfold anointing and blessing all the way into eternity for your entire family in tears. Okay, asking the Lord to anoint you, to bless you, because I need all the prayer that I can get. Hallelujah. All right. And then I lift up every single listener of this program and I'm still in tears. I'm not going to describe. It gets a little bit messy. I have to keep tissues nearby and all that kind of stuff. Because if I just cried on my prayer pillow, anyway, you get the picture. So I also pray for every listener of this program, every prior listener of the program, in Jesus' name, that they will be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Praise God. God bless you all. Until next time, and I just don't know when next time will be. Although I'm kind of hoping it's going to be sooner than later. See y'all later. God bless you all.